ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। In the beginning, middle, and end of his time with us, Srila Prabhupada placed the greatest emphasis on the chanting of the holy names.
Na početku, sredini i na kraju svog boravka sa nama Srila Prabhupada je uvek jako naglašavao važnost mantranja svetog imena.
When he prepared himself for going to the West, one of the things was that he took the sacred Sannyas initiation. There is a very special episode I would like to share with you from the time of that initiation.
I kao način, kao pripremu za dolazak na zapad, Srila Prabhupada je također uzeo svetu inicijaciju Sannyas i ja bih želeo da vam ispričam jednu epizodu iz tog vremena.
Prabhupada had a god brother, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji, who was traveling with a madanga like this all over India. He had a little cloth here around, this was everything he had, and he would, wherever he was, chant the holy names.
I Srila Prabhupada imao jedan brat po Bogu koji se zvao Akinchana Krishnadas i koji je putovao sa jednom ridangom i sa jednim pačetom tkanine oko puka, to je bilo sve što imao, putovao širom Indije.
This lover of the holy names was invited to sing holy names in the pauses of the ceremonies of his of Prabhupada Sannyas initiation.
I on je kad je putovao svuda pevao sveto ime i upravo ta osoba je bila pozvana da peva sveto ime u onim pauzama u ceremoniji kada je Prabhupada bio sanjas.
So after one of these pauses the priest wanted to continue with the ceremonies and he said, he gestured to Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji with this gesture meaning you may stop now, the ceremonies have to start.
I onda nakon takve jedne pauze sveštenik je pućari želio da nastavi sa ceremonijom i pokazuje Akinchana Krishni dobro, sada možeš da prestaneš sa mantranjem.
But Srila Prabhupada, who was sitting there discreetly gestured to Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji indicating continue.
Ali Srila Prabhupada koji je sedao blizu, on je Krišnom pokazao ovako Akinchana Krishni da on nastavi sa pevanjem.
Babaji Maharaj comments, then at that time I knew he would be the world leader of the Hare Krishna movement.
I Akinchana Krishna Babaji kaže, tada, upravo u tom trenutku ja sam znao da će on postati svetski vodič za pevanje Maha Mantra.
Srila Prabhupada's faith in the chanting of the holy name was deeper than in any ceremony.
I Srila Prabhupada vera u sveto ime je bila dublja od vera u bilo kakvu ceremoniju.
Later when Prabhupada returned, he met this god brother of him, but he had established the Hare Krishna movement in America and came back to India, he met this Akinchan Krishnadas
Babaji. I kasnije, kada je Srila Prabhupada već bio razvijao pokret za svesnost Krishna po celom svetu, on se vratio nazad u Indiju i sreo tog istog brata po Bogu, Akinchana Krishna.
And he heard how Akinchanas Krishnadas Babaji had said something to another of his god brothers.
I onda je on čuo kako je Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji rekao nešto svom drugom bratu po Bogu.
He had said, you, this other god brother, went to the West and Swami Maharaj, the Prabhupada, went to the West.
I on je rekao tom drugom bratu po Bogu, ti i Swami Maharaj, odnosno naš Srila Prabhupada, ste obojica otišli na zapad.
You presented the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the West and Swami Maharaj also did this.
Ti si predstavio učenja Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u zapadu i Swami Maharaj je isto to napravio.
You introduced the Hare Krishna mantra and Swami Maharaj introduced the Hare Krishna mantra.
Ti si im pokazao kako da mantraju sveto ime i Swami Maharaj je isto to učinio.
But Swami Maharaj was very successful, whereas you could not achieve hardly anything. What is the difference?
Ali Swami Maharaj je bio jako uspješan u tom svom pokušaju, a ti gotovo da ništa nisi postigao. U čemu je razlika?
And then he answered his own question by saying, Swami Maharaj had full faith in the chanting of the holy name, whereas you did not have full faith.
A onda je on sam odgovorio na svoje pitanje i rekao je, Swami Maharaj je imao potpunu veru u pevanje svetog imena, dok je ti nisi imao.
May I ask you a private question?
Da li bih mogao da vas zapitam jedno jako privatno pitanje?
How is your faith in the holy name?
A kako je što se vaše vere u sveto ime tiče?
You don't have to answer this now. Just continue to listen.
I ne morate to sada da odgovorite, samo nastavite da slušate.
I want to tell you another pastime from the early times.
I želim da vam ispričam još jedan događaj iz tih ranih vremena.
Srila Prabhupada had one god brother who was a professor of philosophy at the Aligarh University. His name was Dr. O.B.L. Kapoor.
I Srila Prabhupada imao još jedan brata po Bogu koji je bio profesor filozofije na univerzitetu i radi se o O.B.L. Kapoor.
And Srila Prabhupada at that time had Allahabad University, not Aligarh, had a pharmacy in Allahabad. And the pharmacy was like this. There was a doctor at the entrance of the pharmacy. He would take the pulse of the patient and diagnose him, and then would prescribe the medicine which would be mixed in Srila Prabhupada's pharmacy.
I znači taj profesor, on je predavao na univerzitetu Allahabadu gde je Šila Prabhupada imao svoju proizvodnju lekova i doktor bi pacijentu uzeo puls, pregledao bi pacijenta i onda bi mu prepisao lek koji bi bio napravljen u proizvodnji Šila Prabhupada.
Yes, this you find in many Indian the doctors right before the apotheker and then he does and then he says yes, potassium, phosphatium, magnesium, mixirate, and then the pharmacist does it.
I to i dan danas vidite u Indiji da doktor sedi ispred apoteke i on vas pregleda i onda kaže aha, fali ti potasijum, magnezijum, uđe unutra i farmaceut sve to zamiksa i da, pacijentu.
So once Dr. Kapoor said to Srila Prabhupada, noting that he was such an ecstatic Vaishnava.
I jednom, Dr. Kapoor je rekao nešto Šila Prabhupada jer je primetio da on je takav ekstatičan vajšnjav.
You are a chemist, you know so many formulas. Can you tell me the formula how to develop love of God?
I on je rekao Šila Prabhupada, ti imaš znanje u vezi sa hemijom, ti znaš kako da pomešaš stvari, da li mi možeš reći formulu kako da dobijem ljubav prema Bogu?
Then I can mix it and take it.
I onda ja mogu da napravim tu formulu i da je uzmem.
Prabhupada said, yes, I can give you the formula.
I Prabhupada je rekao, da, ja ti mogu dati formulu.
So Dr. O.B.L. Kapoor was very interested. So what is it?
I onda je Dr. O.B.L. Kapoor, on je postao jako zainteresovan. Dobro, reci mi šta je to?
Prabhupada answered, Trinarapi sunichina taroi vasa ishnuna amani anadina kirtaniya sadahari.
I ovaj stih je bio Šila Prabhupada odgovor.
You must think yourself lower than the straw in this tree and more tolerant than the tree on the side of the road.
Ti moraš sebe smatrati nižim od travke na ulici i moraš biti tolerantniji od drveta.
You must be free from the desire to be respected but in turn not hesitate to give respect to all others.
I ti moraš biti oslobođen želje da primiš bilo kakvo poštovanje, a s druge strane ne trebaš oklevati da svima drugima ukažeš svoje poštovanje.
When you have these four qualities, humility, tolerance, and compassion for others and something else, you can always chant Hare Krishna, then you can get love of Godhead.
I Prabhupada je rekao, kad imaš ove odlike, kada si ponizan, kada si tolerantan, samilostan prema drugima, onda ćeš uvek mantrati sveto ime.
This is the formula.
To je formula.
But I don't have it myself.
Ali ja je nemam.
Prabhupada's faith, the holy name, and how to chant it properly.
To je bilo Prabhupadova vera u sveto ime i kako se onda može pravilno mantrati.
My personal life was very much affected by Srila Prabhupada's faith in the holy name, and how this is so, I want to tell you now, it's the secret.
I lično moj život je bio, je na moj život jako puno utjecalo ta vera Srila Prabhupada u sveto ime i kako se to desilo, ja vam sad želim ispričati.
See, when I joined the Hamburg temple, it was in great financial debt.
I vidite, kada sam se ja pridružio hramu u Hamburgu, on se nalazio u velikom finansijskom dugu.
And the temple president had asked us to take some jobs, any jobs, to earn the money for the rent and the provisions.
I onda nas je predsjednik hrama zamolio da nađemo bilo kakav posao kako bismo mogli platiti najam tog prostora i sve ostale financije.
So I also wanted to help and put an advertisement in the newspaper. Experienced gardener can transform your garden into paradise. Then I gave the telephone, my telephone number.
I onda sam ja također želao da pomognem i objavio sam jedan oglas u novinama i rekao sam, iskusni baštovan želi, će urediti vašu baštu tako da izgleda poput raja.
It was a little exaggeration.
To je naravno bilo malo pretjerano.
So, we worked, someone who worked in ice cream factory, others, and others worked in here and there, and I worked as a gardener.
I onda svako od nas je našao neki posao u fabrici sladoleda, ja sam radio kao poštovan, drugi su imali drugi posao.
Prabhupada heard about it, and one day a letter came into the Hamburg temple. Stop this immediately.
I Prabhupada je onda čuo za to i jednog dana u hramu Hamburgu je stiglo pismo Šrila Prabhupada i on je rekao odmah da ste prekinuli s tim.
I don't want my brahmanas to become dishwashers.
Ja ne želim da moji brahmane peru sudove.
When we heard it, we stopped working in the ice cream factory and gardening and dishwashing.
I onda kada smo to čuli, mi smo prestali sa svim tim svojim poslovima u fabrici sladoleda kao baštovan ili peraš sudova.
And there was no money
anymore. I onda mi smo imali više novca.
Then Prabhupada said, go out in the streets and sing the Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna will take care of you.
I Prabhupada je onda zatim rekao, idite napolje na ulici, pevajte sveto ime i Krishna će se pobrinuti za vas.
If you just go on Sankirtan, all of your problems will be solved spiritually and materially.
I ako samo odete u Sankirtan, sve vaše potrebe će biti rešene, zadovoljene i duhovno i materijalno.
And we all agreed and thought, yeah, this is what should be done.
I onda smo se mi svi složili sa time i onda smo pomislili, da, naravno, to je upravo ono što mi sada trebamo da napravimo.
We distributed a little pamphlet called On Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to the German public.
I onda smo mi također napravili male pamflete i delili smo ih nemoškim ljudima o pevanju svetog imena.
And I want to read to you a little bit from this pamphlet.
Ja sad želim da pročitam nešto upravo iz tog pamfleta.
People like this very much.
svedećemo se.
Yeah, we would go on the street.
Mi bismo izašli na ulicu.
Chant and sing.
Pevali bismo i plesali.
Very elegantly. And we would have a little basket before us for donations.
Mi bismo to radili vrlo elegantno i to bi bila jedna korpa ispred nas za donacije.
And in the end we would come home to the temple and we would have maybe sometimes 15 euros, sometimes 10 bad days, 5 euros, and this is how this is what we spend.
I onda smo, kada bismo se vratili nazad u hram, nekada bismo imali 10 eura, nekad 15, lošim danima 5 i tako smo živali.
So when it was not going so well, we thought maybe we should distribute some explanation about what we were doing and print it this in German language, this pamphlet.
I onda smo mislili, tih dana kada nije dobro išlo, možda bi trebalo da napravimo neke pamflete u kojima bismo objasnili zašto ovo radimo.
And the text says basically that we have that we are all pure living entities and we have an original state of pure consciousness and that comes out by the chanting of the holy name.
I generalno ono u čemu se u pamfletu radilo jeste da smo mi objašnjavali kako smo mi čista duhovna bića i kako uz pomoć pevanja svetog imena ta čistota se ponovo manifestuje.
And it also says something about ecstasies. And I want to read this to you. Imagine you're an ordinary German Osama and you read about the eight symptoms of ecstasy.
I onda smo mi tu pomenuli i ekstazu i njene simptome i samo zamislite sebe kao potpuno običnu nemašku osobu koja sad čita o tim simptomima.
Prabhupada says, in the beginning there may not be the presence of all the transcendental ecstasies, but there are eight of them.
Srila Prabhupada piše, na početku ne moraju se pojaviti svih osam simptoma ekstaze, ali to su sledeći simptomi.
Imagine you're ordinary osoba and you get this pamphlet.
I samo zamislite, vi ste jedna obična osoba na ulici i onda dobijete taj pamflet sa ovim opisom.
You stop as if you are dumb.
Znači, zaustavite se kao da ste nepokretni.
There's profuse perspiration in the body.
Pojavljuje se veliki znoj na telu.
There's a standing up of hairs on the body.
I onda sve dlake na telu se nakostraše.
Dislocation of the voice.
I onda vaš glas nestane.
Trembling.
Tresenje, drhtanje.
Fading of the body means paling.
I onda vaša koža postane da počinje da bledi.
Seven. Crying in ecstasy.
Plakanje u zanosu.
And eight.
I osam.
Trans. So this may not happen immediately, but there is no doubt that chanting for a while takes one immediately to the spiritual platform.
I ovo sve ne mora odmah da se desi, ali bez sumnje pevanje svetog imena uzvišava osobu na transcendentalni nivo.
And the first symptom of this is that there is an urge to dance along with the chanting of the mantra.
I prvi simptom toga jeste da postoji velika potreba za plesanjem kada se čuje sveto ime.
We have seen this practically.
I mi smo to praktično videli.
Even a child can take part in the chanting and dancing.
Čak i malo dete može uzeti učešće u pevanju i plesanju.
Then for the normal osoba, of course for one who is too entangled in material life, it takes a little more time to come to the standard.
I onda ono što se odnosi na običnu osobu, a ako je osoba nešto više zapletena u materijalni život, onda treba nešto malo više vremena da osoba dostigne ovaj standard.
This was our advertisement for the chanting of the
I ovo je bila naša reklama za pevanje svetog imena.
Later we printed the Ishopanishad and then a book called Easy Journey to Other Planet.
I kasnije smo mi isprintali Ishopanishad, objavili i takođe i knjigu koja se zove Lako putovanje na drugi planet.
When Prabhupada was in India, he was so poor that he could not afford paper to write his books. So he got free paper, which was printed on one side the scientific information and the other side was free for his writing.
Dok je Prabhupada još bio u Indiji, on je bio toliko siromašan da nije mogao da priušti da kupi čist, beli, novi papir, već je dobio papir kao donaciju gdje s jedne strane su bile isprintane neke naučne informacije, a druga strana je bila prazna.
So he came with a handwritten manuscript of this book, which describes in essence how we can leave the material world and go to the spiritual world, to the West.
I onda je, kad je došao na zapad, on je došao sa rukopisom te knjige koja u suštini objašnjava kako možemo napustiti materijalni svet i otići u duhovni.
And when he was ready to print the book, he told us how he would like the cover to look.
I onda kada je bio spreman da objavi tu knjigu, on je rekao kako želi da naslovna stranica izgleda.
And according to his direction, this cover which shows you so much his fame was painted.
I onda na osnovu njegovih uputstava ta naslovna stranica koja toliko mnogo govori o njegovoj veri je bila napravljena.
One part of the cover was the material universe with outer space and the stars and the galaxies.
I jedan deo te naslovne stranice knjige je bio materijalni univerzum sa svim onome što njemu pripada.
And in the right corner, upper corner of the book was the spiritual sky with self-luminous planets and the planet of Goloka Vrindavan and Radha Krishna.
A onda u gornjem desnom uglu se nalazio duhovni svet sa samoobasjanim duhovnim planetama i sa planetom Goloka Vrindavana gdje se nalaze Radha i Krishna.
And then it showed a devotee flying from the material universe into the spiritual universe. He had Shika, Doti, Kuota, but most important, a loose Japamala.
I onda je na slici također bio nacrtan Bhakta koji putuje od materijalnog od duhovnog svetu sa Sikom, sa Kurtom Dotijem, ali najvažnije svega, on je držao u ruci brojanicu.
I think you get the idea that the body wanted, the book wanted to, that the book cover wanted to illustrate the theme of the book, that is how by simply chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you could leave the material universes behind and enter the spiritual sky and take up your relationship with Radha Krishna.
Ja pretpostavljam da vi shvatate da je čitava tema u knjizi bila opisana na toj naslovnoj stranici, da je Prabhupada želeo da pokaže da jednostavno pevanjem svetog imena možete ostaviti ovaj materijalni svet i doći, dostići duhovni svet i otkriti svoj odnos sa Radom i Krišnom.
Like a cover like this.
To je bio ovakva naslovna stranica sa Bhaktom u tom položaju.
Like Java man.
Kao Čapo čovjek.
And when Prabhupada saw the ready cover, he commented.
I onda kada je Prabhupada video naslovnu stranicu nakon što je napravljena, on je rekao,
yes, by the beads, you will go back to Godhead. The holy name has such potency.
Da, uz pomoć Japa male otići ćete nazad Bogu. To je moć svetog imena.
I was asked to translate this wonderful book from English into German. It's a really nice book.
Mene su pitali da prevedem ovu predivnu knjigu sa engleskog na nemački.
Prabhupada's faith in the holy name was just, absolutely, I would say.
I Šila Prabhupadova vera u sveto ime je, ja bih rekao, bila apsolutna.
He felt if you would have, he told us many times when if you have problems, you just should take your japa mala, sit before the deities and chant, and all the problems would go away.
I on bi nam toliko puta rekao da ako imamo bilo kakve probleme, da jednostavno trebamo uzeti svoj džapu malo u ruke, sesti pred božanstvo i mantrati i svi problemi će nastati.
That was really a big problem, like for instance the Zagreb temple, he would tell the devotees, just sit before the deities and chant.
I onda ako bi bio neki veliki problem, kao na primjer u Zagrebačkom hramu, on bi samo rekao baktama, sedite ispred božanstava i mantrajte.
But then the devotee said, but Prabhupada, then the temple commander will come in and want to engage us in service. We won't be able to chant.
Ali onda bhakti su odgovorili, ali Prabhupada, onda bi hramski komandir došao I želeo bi da nas uključi u službu, tako da ne možemo mantrati.
And Prabhupada said, then tell him, temple commander, that Prabhupada personally said, I should sit here before the deity and chant until all the problems are gone.
I onda je Prabhupada rekao, samo recite hramskom komandiru, Šila Prabhupada je lično rekao da ja treba da sednem ovdje I da mantram sve dok svi moji problemi ne nestanu.
Don't move.
Ne pomeraj se.
Chant.
Mantra.
That was his faith.
To je bilo Šila Prabhupada vera.
Because he really believed that Krishna is there, the holy name, and he is his devotee.
Zato što on zaista vjeruje da se Krishna nalazi u svetom imenu I da čuje svog bhakta.
Once one of my god brothers came into Srila Prabhupada's room, and Prabhupada was sitting before his table. It was always, you know, like a table before which you sit on the floor. Prabhupada was studying the movements of an ant on the table.
Jednom jedan od moje braće po pokoju ušao u sobu gdje je Šila Prabhupada sedeo I Šila Prabhupada je bio sedao na podu ispred onih niskih stolova I pažljivo studirao kretanje jednog mrava.
Like a child, you know, great souls have sometimes the qualities almost like a child. Prabhupada called his disciple over and pointed to the ant crawling over his table.
Is it poput nekog velikog deteta, jer velike duše, velike osobe, one ponekad imaju tu dečiju nevinost. I on Prabhupada je posmatrao mrava, pozvao je mog brata po Bogu I rekao je, pogledaj.
Prabhupada asked his disciple, what is your duty towards this ant?
I onda je Prabhupada pitao mog brata po Bogu, šta je tvoja dužnost prema ovom mravu?
My God brother was perplexed. He didn't know that he had a duty towards that ant.
I moj brat po Bogu je sad bio kompletno spunjen, on nije ni pojmao da on ima ikakvu dužnost prema mravu.
Imagine Govinda Nandan would ask us to come out and point at the ant and says, Jai Gopal, what is your duty towards this ant?
I zamislite sad dođe, pojavi se ovdje Govinda Nandan I kaže, Jai Gopal, šta je tvoja dužnost prema ovom mravu?
Prabhupada said, you must chant Hare Krishna to the end. It is a part of Krishna.
Prabhupada je rekao, moraš mantrati sveto ime ovom mravu zato što je deo Krishna.
He taught us also, whenever we pass with a car by an accident site, where possibly one soul is just captured by the Yamadutas, we should chant Hare Krishna for that soul.
I Šila Prabhupada nas je također uputio da kada prolazimo pored mesta na kome se odigrala saobraćajna nesreća, mi moramo mantrati sveto ime tako da bismo zaštitili osobu po kojoj su možda Yamadute došle.
I personally saw once a scene which where I saw Prabhupada chanting in a very absorbed kind of way.
Ja sam lično jedno prisustvovao u sceni gdje je Prabhupada mantrao jako udubljeno.
It was in Paris. We wanted to present him a blanket of German wool and then drive back over the night to reach Germany.
I to se desilo u Parizu kada smo želeli da mu poklonimo jedno ćebe od Nemačke vune I da onda u toku noći odimo nazad za Nemačku.
Then his servant had told us we could go into his room and we would find him there and present the wool with our own hands.
I njegov sluga nam je rekao da možemo otići do Prabhupada u sobu I možemo ga tamo naći I onda mu lično predati to ćebe na poklon.
Four of us very carefully opened the door.
I onda naš četvorica, mi smo jako pažljivo škrenuli vrata.
But there was no one in the room, so we went back to the servant and said, there's no Prabhupada.
I onda nismo nikoga vidjeli u sobi, vratili smo se nazad u slugi I rekli, Prabhupada nije tamo.
You know, to reach the room, you had to climb a staircase where no one could pass you. It was a very narrow staircase in the Paris temple in Fontainebleau.
I u Parizu, u tadašnjem hramu, kako bi se došlo do sobe u kojoj je bio Šrila Prabhupada, moralo se popeti jednim jako uzanim stepenicama. Niko nije mogao proći pored vas da ga ne primeti.
Servant said, he must be there. I would have seen if he would pass by me and come down the staircase.
I sluga rekao, ne, ne, on mora biti tamo. Ja bih ga sigurno video da je on sišao stepenicama i prošao pored mene.
So, this time, all of us went and we pushed the door open like this.
I onda smo mi svi otišli, ovako smo pogurali vrata da se otvore.
Hello! My God!
Nikoga nije bilo.
Then he pushed the door.
Is there anyone?
I onda smo još oškrenuli vrata i rekli smo, da li ovdje ima ikoga? Ušli smo u sobu, nema nikoga.
Then I went behind the door.
I onda sam ja otišao iza vrata i...
He was sitting on a rocking chair.
Prabhupada je sedeo na stolici za ljuljenje iza vrata.
He wanted to have his peace.
Zato što je želeo svoj mir.
And you know, he was sitting like on the rocking chair. It was so absorbed that I really felt we were intruding into an a being of another world.
I on je bio toliko udumljen u mantranje svetog imena, tako dok se ljuljao na toj stolici, da sam ja stvarno imao utisak da smo upali u svet biće sa drugog sveta.
You know, it was one of these momentary snapshots.
I znate, to je bio onaj jedan trenutak, jedna slika.
And we could see the world of Srila Prabhupada, a world where Lord Krishna is present in the form of his holy names.
I u tom jednom trenutku mi smo mogli vidjeti svet Srila Prabhupada, da je Krishna prisutan u svetom imenu.
Prabhupada was sitting there and really calling out for Krishna.
Prabhupada je sedeo i zaista dozivao Krishna.
I think many of you have chanted for many years, but have you called for Krishna?
Ja se sada pitam, vi se mantrate već puno godina, ali da li ste dozivali Krishna?
Only if you add this quality to your chanting, not just chant mechanically the holy names or indifferently, but calling out for Krishna, then the Lord comes.
I jedino ako dodate ovaj kvalitet svom mantranju svetog imena, ako znači ne mantrate ravnodušno, već ako dozivate Krišnu, onda će se Krišna pojaviti.
I want to talk about one last incident in Prabhupada's life, which was happening on a Sunday in the year 1977, just a little bit before Srila Prabhupada left the world.
Ja bih na kraju želao da govorim o jednom događaju koji se desio 1977. godine, samo malo pre nego što je Srila Prabhupada napustio ovaj svet.
Prabhupada had a very near and dear friend at that time, one Mr. Sethi.
I Prabhupada imao jednog jako dragog prijatelja, gospodina Setija.
And Mr. Sethi had founded a kirtan group which he called Radha Ishvinite, which he called Radha Madhava Prema Shota Sankirtan Mandala. That's a fun. Maybe Jai Krishna, we should call ourselves like this. Radha Madhava Prem Shuddha Sankirtan Mandala.
I onda gospodin Seti je osnovao jednu kirtan grupu koja se zvala Radha Madhava Prema Shuddha Sankirtan Mandala.
And this was consistent of a group of grihasthas, Indian grihasthas who would come together each Sunday to engage in a 12-hour kirtan from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening.
I ta sankirtan grupa se sastojala od indijskih grihasta parova koji bi se okupljali svake nedelje i imali bi 12 sati kirtana od 6 sati ujutru do 6 sati uveče.
And then from 6 to 8 o'clock they would sing Vrindavan bhajans.
I onda uveče od 6 do 8 onda bi pevali Vrindavan bhajan.
So one Sunday Prabhupada was in his half finished quarters in Juhu. This Radha Madhava Premshuta Sankirtan Mandala came to have their 12-hour Akanda Harinam Sankirtan.
I onda jedno kada se Prabhupad nalazi u svojim nedovršenim prostorijama u Džuhu templu, ova kirtan grupa se pojavila kako bi imala taj svoj 12-časovni kirtan.
Prabhupad was lying at that time in the room, but he kept the balcony door open to hear the sound of the kirtan.
I Prabhupad je u to vreme ležao u krevetu, ali je ostavio vrata svoje terase otvorena kako bi slušao kirtan.
Now they were fired up. And at 6 o'clock they stopped and then a lady, a devotee, started to sing Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jai Vrindavan.
I Prabhupad je bio u svojoj prostoriji, pa je mogao čuti u 6 sati uveče kako su stali sa kirtanom i onda je jedan ženski glas počeo da peva ovu pesmu.
Ovu pesmu, ja. Prabhupad heard this. Tears then started running down his cheeks.
I kada je Prabhupad to čuo, suze su počele da teku iz njegove obraze.
And the devotees helped him to the balcony and he greeted the devotees in the temple courtyard who were singing this kirtan.
I onda su mu bhakte pomogli da izađe na svoju terasu i da pozdravi ovu kirtan grupu koja je pevala.
And all these Indian grihastas came forward and just exploded our Prabhupada and said more. It was a very nice devotional reciprocation.
I onda se tu desila jedna jako predivna devocijska razmena gde su ti bhakte kada su videli Prabhupada, oni su odmah prišli da ga pozdrave i počeli su još lepše i snažnije da pevaju.
And this kirtan had a huge consequence on the movement.
I upravo taj kirtan je imao veliki uticaj na naš pokret.
I will tell you this consequence in a moment.
Ja ću vam reći o tim posledicama.
You can imagine Prabhupada is the general of the worldwide Hare Krishna movement.
I vi samo možete zamisliti, Šila Prabhupada je general na čelu pokreta za međunarodno društvo Krishna.
It's towards the end of his pastimes in this world.
I ovo se dešava pred kraj njegovih zabava u ovom svetu.
And he just is about to, and he hears this kirtan, and is so moved that he cries and goes out of the balcony to see these devotees.
I on je toliko divno da on počinje da plače i izlazi nekako teškom mukom na terasu kako bi video ove bhakte.
And then Prabhupada gave an order.
I onda je Prabhupada dao jedno uputstvo, naredbu.
I will tell you in a second, but first I want all of us to chant the Hare Krishna, to chant this song.
Ja ću vam to reći za trenutak, ali prvo želim da svi mi zajedno pevamo upravo ovu pesmu.
Thank you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Few times where I saw Srila Prabhupada chanting the holy name, I could really understand that not only did he go onto a transcendental platform which just was out of this world, but it seemed he met the most important person there, Lord Sri Krishna.
I ono nekoliko puta koliko sam vidio Šila Prabhupada dok je mantrao sveto ime, nije izgledalo samo kao da je na jednom potpuno drugom nivou, već izgledalo kao da je sreo najvažniju osobu Krišnu.
And when these devotees had chanted, the next morning, Prabhupada was so impressed that he called Giriraj Maharaj, the temple president of Bombay, in this room.
I onda sljedećeg jutra, nakon te večeri kada su bhakte pevali upravo ovu pesmu, Srila Prabhupada je šur bio toliko dirnut da je pozvao Giriraj Maharaja, koji je tada bio hramski predsjednik, u svoju sobu.
That kirtan was wonderful, he said to Giriraj.
Taj kirtan je bio predivan, rekao vam Giriraj Maharaj.
We should now invite the whole group, 50 families, to stay at Hare Krishna Land. Tell them that we will maintain their expenditures.
I mi treba da pozovemo sve ove bhakte, a to je bilo 50 porodica, da budu na Hare Krishna zemlji i mi trebamo platiti sve njihove troškove.
They will not have to work any longer.
I oni ne trebaju da rade nikada više.
We will maintain them.
Mi ćemo ih izdržavati.
All they need to do is chant the holy name 12 hours each day.
I jedina stvar koju trebaju raditi jeste da pevaju Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 12 sati svakog dana.
Now my dear devotees, these were 50 families with their maladies. That is quite expensive.
Moji dragi bhakte, to je bilo sada 50 porodica sa sve decom koju treba izdržavati.
So the people couldn't do it. They had to work and maintain their family.
Tako da ti ljudi nisu to mogli da naprave, oni su morali da rade kako bi izdržali svoje
porodice. Then Prabhupada turned to the devotees.
Kako se Prabhupada krenuo ka bhaktama.
All of you do 12 hours kirtan each day for the rest of your life.
I svi vi od sada pa na kraj pa nadalje do kraja vašeg života 12 sati kirtana dnevno za sve vas.
From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Od 6 sati ujutru do 6 sati uveče.
Giriraša, Maharaj got the temple president. Oh, but there's so many services to be done. It will not work.
I Giriraš Maharaj, koji je bio predsednik u hramu, on je rekao, ali Prabhupada, ima toliko puno službi u hramu, to neće funkcionisati.
The Prabhupada said, okay, then at least one day out of a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays, and that instruction was followed.
I onda je Prabhupada rekao, u redu, ako to ne može, onda makar jedan dan, nedeljom, od 6 sati ujutru do uveče kirtan. I to je bilo sledeće.
We would ask sometimes Prabhupada, but Prabhupada, budi praktikalni.
Ali onda bismo mi nekad rekli Prabhupada, Prabhupada, budi praktičan.
Praktičan. Prabhupada would answer, do you think Krishna is a poor man?
I onda bi Prabhupada govorio, da li vi mislite da je Krishna siromašna osoba?
And I have seen many times we in Germany were so poor with our temples, and when we had no money any longer, we just went on the streets and chanted, and somehow in the evening a rich man came by and gave us a shack. It works.
I onda ja sam vidio Nemačku, mi smo bili tako siromašni i nekada kad u hramu više nije bilo novca, jednostavno bismo izašli na ulicu, pevali sve to ime i na kraju dana bi se pojavio bogataš i napisao bi nam ček.
So today I'm asking you,
danas vam postavljam pitanje.
Jai Krishna.
Jai Krishna.
What if it is true that Krishna is identical with the Holy Name?
Šta? Šta ako je Krishna identičan sa svojim svetim imenom?
Manditani, imagine there is a chance that this could be true.
Manditangi, zamisli da postoji mogućnost da je ovo zaista tako.
Govindananda, what if it is really true, and if it's not just something we say in the lecture?
Govindananda, i šta ako vas zaista istina, ne samo tvrdnje koje mi ponavljamo na lekcijama?
Raso Dadi Hari Prabhu, what if really Krishna is identical with the Holy Name? Would that change your life if that would be so?
Raso Dadi Hari Prabhu, šta ako je Krishna zaista identičan sa svojim svetim imenom? Da li bi to možda promenilo tvoj čitav život?
Maybe it would influence maybe a little aspect of your life.
Makar jedan aspekt tvojeg života.
I think personally in my life I have seen my spiritual master for whom this was a truth and it worked.
I ja u svom životu ja sam videla svog duhovnog učitelja za koga je to bila istina i kod koga je to funkcionisalo.
So now we will start the 12 the mini 12 hour kirtan. I think my home said like we will start now and go up to 10 o'clock.
I sada ćemo započeti ovaj mini 12-časovni kirtan koji će trajati do 10 sati večeras.
I request you to make an experience.
I ja bih vas zamolio da napravite iskustvo.
Please just try to stay as long as you can in this room.
Molim vas, ostanite u ovoj prostoriji onoliko koliko je to za vas moguće.
Connect again and again with the deities on the altar, because it's nice to have darshan of Krishna by Richard.
I povežite se iznova i iznova sa božanstvima koje se nalaze na oltaru, zato što je lepo da postoji taj aspekt.